First and 10 for Allen and company from the 38. In a 2x2 set, a play fake. He drops back under pressure by Van Noy. Runs straight ahead. He's got room to the 30. Left hash mark, 25-20. Leaps in the air, and he's upended, landing at the 11-yard line.
We have to keep him in the pocket and make him use his arm and make him beat the coverage instead of, you know, everybody kind of cover and him uncovering everybody with just running, especially when our DBs and linebackers had a back turn. Then he can kind of just pick lanes and weave and end up with a 25-yard gain.
Matthew Judon talking about Josh Allen, the opposing quarterback tonight for the Buffalo Bills, back on the 26th of December in Foxborough. Allen with 3 touchdown passes. He was 30 of 47 in that game for over 300 yards passing. And on the other side for Mac Jones, it was not a great day. 2 picks, 14 of 32 for a 145. In that game. Tonight they meet again in Buffalo, and tonight we meet with Paul Perillo again, who joins us from Gillette Stadium this evening. Paul, how are we doing?
Doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Paulie.
Well, Paul, how do you feel about Mac Jones' ability to bounce back from what has been a bad month for him?
Yeah, it certainly seems like he has, hit that rookie wall, down the stretch. And I wonder how much of it is, maybe he's just a little bit mentally and physically fatigued, and how much of it has to do with the other teams, having now seen him for a whole year, and specifically a team like Buffalo now is going to see him 3 times in whatever, 6 or 7 weeks. Now, I know the first game he didn't really throw, so that wasn't much, but I think some of these teams are starting to see him a little bit, get a little familiar with what he likes to do, and it will be up to Mac Jones to make some adjustments. But yeah, we have seen flashes. In these second halves, he's gotten, a little bit better, I think, when the deficit has been there. But obviously the Patriots can't afford that tonight. They need him to be good for 60 minutes.
Looking at the other quarterback, and coming off that Matthew Judon sound that we just played, I think one of the things we haven't really talked about too much on the show is the ability of Josh Allen to make plays with his legs. I mean, that has been huge. The last 3 games he's played against the Patriots, he's run the ball 22 times for 138 yards. That's 6.3 a carry and 8 first downs. And that's the number that stands out to me. It's the 8 first downs. He's given you 2.5 first downs a game, basically, and allowing you to extend drives and keep the ball. And then on the other side, when you look at what he's been able to do in the postseason running the football, he's averaging 7 yards a carry in his career in the postseason. How important is it for the Patriots, Paulie, to be able to contain him as a runner, both through design runs, which I think Brian Daboll will have, and scrambles?
I think that's huge, Chris, and I don't know exactly how they go about it, because I do think, we talked a lot about in the last game that was seemed like it was part of Belichick's design, was to not get too aggressively after him in the backfield for fear of him doing just that, and then he ended up doing it anyway. I think he had 12 carries for 60-some-odd yards in that game the day after Christmas. So I thought the defense was sort of designed to prevent that, and yet he still did it. And you mentioned the first downs, Chris, and it's the timing of some of the plays, like that 4th-and-1 where, he was just better than your guys on the edge. They had guys there and Jamie Collins to make a play, and he just beat the defense. And I think that that's got to be a frustrating way to try to attack him, because sometimes you're in the right spot and you can't make the play because he's just that good. It'll be interesting tonight to see if he runs as well with all the talk about the weather and his circulation and how, he's talked about trying to keep his feet warm. And I wonder if he moves around as well in those kinds of conditions. So something to keep an eye on tonight.
Yeah, just to add to that, it was, 12, just to finish the thought, 12 Please. Carries for 64 yards the last game and 4 first downs on the ground. Those were all huge for the Bills in that win.
Absolutely.
So tonight, for the Patriots to get a win, as I've brought up to many of our guests already tonight, Paul, it can't just be about the Patriots cleaning up their mistakes and cleaning up their penalties and things of that nature, or Mac Jones, throwing a pick and maybe trying to force it to Jacoby Myers like he did in Miami. There has to be some element of the Bills falling apart. Doesn't that have to exist for the Patriots to walk out of there with a win?
I sort of think that. And falling apart may be strong, but I think they're going to need some turnovers, and they're going to need to help you. And, sometimes turnovers don't necessarily have to show – well, let's put it this way. Let's if there are plays to be made for Buffalo and they don't make them, you know, they missed some easy plays, and I thought they missed a few easy plays in the game in Foxborough, to be honest with you. I thought Emmanuel Sanders dropped a fourth down touchdown. I thought, Dawson Knox struggled in the game in the wind.
Missed a wide open Jake Kumerow in the end zone.
Kumerow dropped a touchdown in the end zone. The next play, they had a touchdown call back by a penalty. They ended up having to kick a field goal on that drive. So those, to me, are like turnovers. When you have a play that's there to be made and you can't execute it, those take points off the board. So I think they'll need a sloppy game like that from Buffalo for sure. If Buffalo plays really well and the Patriots play a clean game, I kind of agree with you. I don't think that'd be enough.
Paulie, when you look at what the composition of the cornerback group is at this point, I mean, I feel like we're sort of back in, 2011 with the Antoine Moldens and the Phillip Adams, or even, a couple years ago when Johnson Batamosi was running around out there. They've been able to do that in the past, the Patriots have, and win games. And we all know the lore, Troy Brown playing corner, Julian Edelman playing it, guys off the street, Hank Poteet, Earthwin Moreland. Can the Patriots still do that? Can anybody do that in today's NFL?
Yeah, it'll be awfully tough. And you think about that game the day after Christmas, and two of the top wideouts weren't even there in Beasley and Davis, and they're both playing tonight. So, what do you do if you're the Patriots secondary and they line up with all four of those guys on the field? Sanders, Davis, Beasley, and, of course, Stephon Diggs. How do you match up with that? I would imagine they're going to see a lot of different zones tonight, because I don't know how many times you can lock these guys up man-to-man and think you're going to get away with it. So, Sterling Moore, is he available? Can he come back and knock the ball out of Lee Evans' hands to save the day? I mean, that's what you're looking for tonight, Chris. You're looking for someone that maybe you're not overly familiar with to make a big play for you.
Do you think that catch would stand now, Paul?
I think it should. I don't know what it would, but
there's been a little bit of a change
in
how the catch rule, has sort of been applied.
That was close to me. I think today, I think it would have been a touchdown.
I think so too.
The way they define it today, but there was one, and we were just watching in the Raiders game, and Hunter Renfrow caught a deep out near the sideline. And
right on the sideline, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was properly called incomplete because I didn't think he completely secured it on his first step. People might look and say, well, he took two full steps and then he had it knocked out, but I don't think he had it secured right away. But, who knows? The way these guys call these things, I don't know how closely you guys have been watching this game, but there's a train wreck going on in the officiating department in Cincinnati.
Yeah, yes. No, people have been talking about it. I've seen some plays. The league already saying they're going to say something after
issue
the game.
Issue a statement, yeah.
Yeah,
the Raiders are thrilled.
Yeah, I mean, whether that's going to be a statement or just the pool report or whatever, I'm sure it's going to be very interesting. Just based off the question I asked you here just quickly, Paulie, this is one of those games where I feel like it's sort of a Bill Belichick game. Like, if the Patriots win this game, I feel like we're going to be, tipping our cap to Bill Belichick and saying he did it again. Like, he has to be the X factor in this game, because I think on talent alone, the Bills' best is better than the Patriots' best.
Yeah, I mean, I think you would probably have to assume that. If the Patriots were to win, it's probably going to be a lower scoring game, maybe a 17-14 kind of game, or, 21-17. So, yeah, if that's the way it unfolds, I think you'd have to look at Belichick and the coaching and say, how the hell did they keep the Bills under 20 points, with all that, with all those weapons available for Buffalo. So assuming that the weather is good enough to throw the ball in, and from what I'm hearing, it's just cold. It's not, a tremendous amount of wind. So I don't think you have a situation like the last game. I would agree with you, Chris. If it's one of those kinds of games, I think you'd look back and say, well, Belichick dialed up something special.
All right, Paul. Well, let's hope that this is not the final time that we have this conversation this
year. But we'll talk anyway, guys, as we usually do. And, we'll get together. We'll have fun.
Yeah, we should do that. I'm nervous because a lot of deep sighs from you during this interview. And to have a member of the organization sighing this deeply right before we're almost an hour away from kickoff, a little more than an hour away from kickoff, is not promising. I'm
really
not
a sign of nerves, Chris.
I'm not sure I understand what you guys are talking about. Got to go.
All right, Paul. Paul Brillo, Patriots.com. Our thanks, Paul.